Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We come to rejoice tonight because the Lord been good to each and every one of us. According to Philippians 4:4-7, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evidence to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. We come to rejoice tonight because he's been good to each and every one of us. So we welcome you, my brothers and sisters all over the land. Just sit back, relax, text a friend, email someone, Lord, and invite them on to hear a word from the Lord. And just get ready for your new year of your breakthroughs and not a breakdown. You're going to break forth into joy in the name of Jesus. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. God love you, and so do I. And God have his way in your life.
Good evening. Scripture reading will be taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, and I will be reading out of the NLT. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just come to rejoice tonight. Father, we just rejoice in you because you've been good to each and every one of us. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come with humble hearts, Lord God, and stretched out arms to receive you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name tonight. We thank you how you got us through this day, Father God. How you kept us in our minds, Lord God. The perfect peace, Father God. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Lift up our pastor, Prophet Laron Matthews, to you, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Continue to strengthen his body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against him will be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the Matthew family, mom and dad. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. Continue to keep them near to you, Father God. Keep them from all harm and danger and sickness and diseases, Father God. Or we come to bless your name. We just say thank you. Thank you for being our daddy. Thank you for loving us when we sometimes didn't love ourselves. Or we come to bless your name tonight, God. Lift up Elder Hunt and his entire family to you tonight, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around him, Father God. Continue to build him up, Father God. Strengthen him in the mighty name of Jesus. Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God. We ask you to keep them near, Father God. Keep them from all seen and unseen danger, Father God. That no weapon formed against them should prosper. Every tongue that rises up against them will be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name. Lift up Restoration Foundation International Ministry, the whole entire church to you, Father God. Cover them individually and collectively and their loved ones, God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we thank you for peace tonight. Your peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Because your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace tonight. We thank you that you're healing our land, Lord God. You're healing the nations today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Peace in the nations tonight, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name. Thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God. We thank you for our neighbors' children, Lord God. Keep them safe from all harm and danger, Father God. And we say thank you. Silence the violence, Lord God, in the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come tonight to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, God, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, principalities and high places. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to shake, 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 shake the devil off. In the name of Jesus, we shake him off. We put him up under our feet. We walk on him in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight. We thank you going by the hospital tonight, Father God. Going from room to room and floor to floor, healing and delivering set free. Stopping by the intensive care unit, Father God. Stopping by the emergency rooms on tonight, God. Going by the nursing homes on tonight, Father God. Going from room to room and floor to floor, and we say thank you. Oh, we thank you for miraculous miracles, Lord God, this year. Oh, we just give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for drawing the backsliders back to you, Father God. Sliding back by your Holy Spirit, Father God. And we say thank you. Because you love the backsliders as well, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to give you the praise and give you the glory. We ask you to keep the homeless safe from frostbiting, Father God. In this bitter cold, Lord God. Sleeping in tents, Father God. By the expressway. Park benches, Father God. Keep them safe, Father God. Touch the hearts of your people that could do more for them in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God. We just say thank you for life. Thank you for the breath in our body today. Thank you for the activity of our limbs today, God. We just say thank you. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power in your hands. Wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. And we say, have your way, Lord. Heal and deliver and set free today, God. We give you all the praise. We give you the glory. Stop by the penitentiaries on tonight, Father God. County jails tonight, Father God. Go from cell to cell right now, Lord God. Touch your children right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Minister to them one-on-one, Lord God, as they stay in their cell, Father God. Oh, we come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. Ask you to cover Saginaw with the blood. So much going on in Saginaw, Michigan, Father God. Cover it with the blood. Keep my loved ones from seen and unseen danger. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, Father. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
In the name, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, and we all the glory and all the honor, Father God, that you deserve, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because if it had not been for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, many of us don't even know where we would be, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you for your love and kindness and your tender mercies in our lives. And, Father God, we thank you for each and every person, Father God, on this line tonight and those that will come, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that even as they come, Father God, they will go off forever change off this line tonight, forever change, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the word that will come forth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, will deliver and set free, Father God, and encourage and build up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just giving you praise and glory on tonight, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for those prayers that have gone up thus far. We thank you, God, for you pouring back into Mother Gwenny, all she poured out, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, even for the celebration of another year life for her. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that you would continue to keep her strengthened, continue to keep her healthy and whole, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, meeting every one of our needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you, God, for all your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all over the world, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that this dispensation of time that we're entering in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is a time, Father God, of harvest for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, a time, Father God, glory, hallelujah, when everything is obtainable to them, everything is accessible to us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every promise, oh God, will surely come to pass, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in this time period, even those long-time prayer requests that we forgot about, Father God, we thank you, God, that you're bringing them to the forefront, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of our minds, even as they manifest quickly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you, God, even for our leader on tonight, Dr. LaRon Matthews, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you strengthening him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for those rhema words that you put in his mouth to release them to your people, Father God. We thank you, God, for pouring down new wisdom from on high, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for giving them revelation knowledge, new revelation knowledge, Father God, to give unto your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for showing them how to go in and about and all around the people, Father God, in this time period in new strategic ways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for, oh God, peace portion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for wealth and riches being his portion, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for bountiful blessings being his portion, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're blessing his food and his water, his coming and his going. And Father God, we thank you, God, for you just blessing his entire family, keeping watch over them, placing a hedge of protection around all of them, divinely protecting them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just bless your name, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for all you're doing in the ministries, Father God, glory, hallelujah, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, and LaRon Matthews Ministries, Father God, glory, hallelujah, Restoration Destiny, oh God, hallelujah, ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just give you praise even for Restoration Truth Ministry, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all of the ministries connected, all of the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the leaders, and oh God, even the members and the lay people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, connected to this ministry, Father God, we just thank you, God, for you just blessing each and every one and meeting them at their point of need, Father God, and Father God, hallelujah, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that in this time period, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you would, that we would, oh God, glory, hallelujah, walk up right before you like never before, Father God, give us a do right spirit, Father God, because we know that your word says obedience is better than sacrifice, oh God, your word tells us that if we're willing and obedient, we would eat the good of the land, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you even, oh God, allowing our minds to be stayed on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because you told us in your word, Father God, that you would keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, that hallelujah, that hallelujah, that you would help us, Father God, to keep all our focus on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Free from distractions, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. But just focus on you and look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from you, the Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just pray for those that are sick, Father God, those that are going through in their body, that you would give them a healing touch right now and cause these bodies to line up with your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Every disease and disorder and malfunction and dysfunction taking place in the body, oh God, I thank you for your divine healing flow right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah, look on those that are bereaved, oh God, the bereaved family, Father God, give them strength, strengthen them with your mighty right hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, wrap your loving arms around them, oh God. Oh, God, even as you've already sent the comforter, Father God, to let them know that you're right there with them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And look on the children, Father God, the youth, oh, God, all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Our children, our grands, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Our nieces and nephews, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Our cousins, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Our relatives, Father God. Hallelujah. And keep them safe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them be who you called them to be, Father God, in this lifetime, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Don't allow any of their destiny to be cut short, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We slap back the hand of the enemy that would try to reach and snatch them on his side of the line, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, that you will allow them to discover their purpose even at a young age, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in all of these things, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, these worldly things, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, oh, God, block them from them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, keep their eyes on you, Father God, and open their ears, oh, God, what you're saying, Father God, even as you lead, oh, God, their parents and caregivers, hallelujah, and show them how to, oh, God, bring them up, Father God, and cause the parents to bring them up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even, oh, God, hallelujah, in the most holy faith, Father God, telling them all about you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just give you praise, oh, God, for all you're doing for all your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, those that feel discouraged and feel hopeless, even as we have entered into this new period, Father God, the year 2024, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, lift, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Lift up their countenance, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And let them know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they can make it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because you created them with a divine purpose in mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So we just want to give you the praise, oh, God. We want to give you the glory for all that you're doing, Father God. And we take on a posture of expectancy, Father God, expecting you, oh, God, to do exactly what you promised, Father God. And we just bless your name, Father God, and we pray against all backlash and retaliation that would come because of these prayers and petitions that have gone up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we're just giving you the praise and we're giving you the glory. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
I get this, but then I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
God bless you in top of the day to each and every one of you all. I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. And happy holidays to all of you who are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday on today. We thank God for a great leader that stood the test of time to bring changes to a world full of chaos, problems, and issues. And we thank God for those of you who are listening in, far and near, for connecting with us on this day. For we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he is to us, in us, and through us. And we want to celebrate the greatness and the goodness of God for your life, and your life on today. And we're thanking God for his presence and his glory on us. I want to take this time to thank the prayer warriors, the intercessors, and all of those great kingdom leaders that are faithfully coming together to bring together changes for such a time as this. We thank God for you, you, and you on today. And we honor you for all that you do in your position as a prayer warrior and a kingdom leader, excuse me, and many of the other thing that you do in the labor force for the kingdom of God. We bless the Lord for you on today. And certainly we thank God for those who are partnering with us on this day, those who are connecting with us. We bless the Lord for your assignment and the mandate on your assignment as we continue to build the kingdom of God with the word of the Lord God. So I thank God for each and every one of you all who are working so diligently to continue to watch the kingdom of God advance through the word of God and through your faithfulness and your commitment to the kingdom of God. We just thank God for the first black national holiday that we were given, well-deserved for years. This has been a well-deserved place and position that they finally saw the need under the Reagan administration, who fought so immensely not to see it come to pass, but under tremendous pressure during his administration. He was told he needed to do it so that his legacy can, he can have a legacy of doing something for the black people in the black community. So after much fighting and much guilt, what he did in the 60s against the Panther Movement, working with J. Edgar Hoover to destroy many of the blacks in the Panther Movement, his guilt, he gave in to the guilt of his past and the shame of his life to do that. And then he went down in history as a president that was talking to trees everywhere he went to. In other words, he literally lost his mind. But thank God for those who were impacted. They're still here. And so we thank God for all that the Lord has allowed us to be able to celebrate this day in honoring of him who was slain in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4th, 1968. And that stood for a lot of things, and he stood on the word as well as being a preacher and an eloquent teacher that went to Morehouse College. And he attended Morehouse College. So we thank God for his life, his legacy, and the impact that he made on many of our lives. I tell many people he was prophetic by himself and prolific in everything that he did. So he spoke ahead of time through so many things that he did. And if you look at the historical record of events, of his great speech in August of 1963 to August 2023, you saw the big movement, the battle over in Montgomery concerning the gentleman who asked another gentleman to move his boat, and that caused a cataclysmic event. But we know that after 60 years, it proved that we can throw up our hats, but we're not giving in to nobody. We're taking our stand in the land and in the earth realm. So we bless the Lord for those of you who are joining us finally and welcome you on today to another powerful prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. And I'm yours truly, Prophet Lorraine Matthew, thanking you all for joining us on this holiday and being part of what the Lord is doing on this holiday for the lives of the people. We bless the Lord for you and you on today, thanking God for his mighty hand and his mighty works on your life and my life on today. All right, I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic comfort line that was established over 13 years ago with seven awesome people who were part of it, who helped us start this windy movement that God had established for us to do and to prepare for. We were blessed by the starting of this vision of prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1, when Habakkuk said, I was standing upon my watch, and I would set me upon the tower, and I would wait to see what the Lord was saying to me when I am what? Reproved, or when I am made ready. Then he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not die. But his soul, which is not upright, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So we're living, breathing, and experiencing everything by faith. Faith is a sound that's connected to so many things that are connected to the presence, the power, the spirit, and the glory of God. So we thank God for faith movers and faith shakers on today, and the power of faith, of how the Lord will use faith to move the lives of many people. The vision of this prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to his people and change the world with one touching of the dialing of the phone, and become my voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that are lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate the heart of God about any force that will force them from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total person. The mission through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference tonight. So we're thanking God for what the Lord has allowed us to be part of thus far. And We're thanking God for those ministries that are connected with us as well, who are an integral part of what we're experiencing, seeing, and the growth that's coming and the relationship that we're building with many of these ministries around the world. So we thank God. And if it had not been for the timing and movement of God, many of the things which we're seeing and we experience would not happen. But by the grace of God and his presence being on us, many of the things we're seeing today are historical because of our willingness to be faithful, to see and stand the test of time. And so as we prepare to watch and view new things that are happening in this season, we have to really keep our mind focused directly and specifically on the things of the Lord. That's what's important right now for all of us, to keep our heart and our mind focused on the things of God. I said this as I was going through some of my notes and going through some of the things that I shared on my social platform in 2021, 2022, 2023, 2020, and coming into 2024, and even farther back than those times. One of the things I said last year, and I believe it was during October of 2023, I said the biggest challenge or distraction can be a death sentence to your life. There's so many things that are gonna distracting God's people. Well, globally it's distracting us, but it's specifically us who are the kingdom leaders and glory carriers in the earth realm, or who's supposed to be the glory carrier in the earth realm. So don't be distracted in this window that you're in. Don't be moved by every toss wave of doctrine and things. You don't want to be moved by these things, but you want to be in position and hold your position and stay in your position and your post as God would move you in and move your life in. So stay in that place. There are a lot of revealings that are going on, and there are a lot of things that are transpiring in the land. And that's why the Word of God talks about in Ephesians, correction, in Timothy, we have to be in a place of study now to show ourselves approved unto God, that we have to be workmen that need not be ashamed to do what? Rightly divide the word of truth. Now, you can't divide a lie. You got to, the word of God said, rightly divide the word of truth. So I have to oftentimes tell some of my co-laborers in the gospel that when you're arguing with people over a lie, the word of God said, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when the truth coming forth, you got to be able to rightly divide it. Now, lie, you can't change a liar. A liar is what it is. That's why it's called a lie. You can let it stand or you can let it lie down. And if it's a lie, it will not succeed in standing up. If it's a lie, it stay lying down. And when you understand that a lie has no power over the truth, when truth prevail, the presence of God is manifested through his word and through the power of his word and things he speaks concerning the word of God. And as believers, we have to continue to rightly divide the word of truth. So when we're teaching the word of God and sharing the word of God, we're able to take this word of God and apply it to our life, but we're able to share it with the believers and unbelievers how to correctly divide the word of God so that when it's released and shared, it will always overrule and overturn what is not true. Why am I saying this today? Because we are in a time where there will be so many things being exposed, and what's going to happen is that the thing that's going to be exposed, those individuals going to try to sell the world a lie that it didn't exist. Stay with me, follow me. And it's important for us to know we have to heighten our discernment, because there's going to be major, major, deadly confusion entering into the world and church arena that's going to be very horrendous. And we as believers must be in our place, our post, and our position so that we can be defenders of the truth and of the word of God when it comes down to what needs to be shared and what needs to be said and what needs to be expressed. We're heading towards that, a roller coaster ride, not within days and weeks, because the pressure now on the pulpit is, are we part of the clique? The pressure now on the pulpit, are we part of the lying clique? That's the question, lying clique. What do you mean, lying clique? Well, we all are preachers too, just like the ones that are that stayed in and got caught, and the ones that got out and didn't get caught, or the ones that God has exposed them, or the one that God has given time and time again, or those who are still on the border, and even those who still don't think it's going to hit them because of their life and their lifestyle. We are under tremendous pressure now, but we haven't seen the pressure yet that's getting ready to come concerning our post, our position, and our relationship, or what God is saying to us, because pressure is up right now, and many things that we're seeing right now and viewing and experiencing, it's going to get even more difficult, more challenging. And it's happening not tomorrow, but it's happening now. It's in this season. It's in this hour. It's in this dispensation. So we're being faced with these things now. Not 2 weeks from now. We in it right now. And many pastors have to answer questions leaders have made choices to do and decisions that they were doing. And it's our job to not defend them, but we got to be the defenders of the word of God. We have to be the defenders of the word of God. That's what we got to defend. We got to be the defenders of the word of God. And that's the thing that we have to be able to defend right now, the word of God. And that's the only responsibility that we have to be in, is to defend the word of God. We got to be defenders of his word right now at this time. And God is calling for us to be able to defend the word of God such a time as it, even with what's going on in the land and around the world. We have to be critical defenders of his word concerning the nation, concerning the timetable that we're in, because God is calling us to our post and our position now, to be on our key position and key placement right now in the city, in the world, and in the nation. God is calling us to these very powerful and pivotal position in the land. We got to be in our post. The body of Christ has to be strategic in our post and our position in the land, because of all that we're seeing and all that we're experiencing as believers. And the believers have to know when God speaks to us, it is the word from the Lord. It's the word exactly from the word. It's a word detail from God's plan for our life and the purpose he has for our life. So we have to prepare ourselves. And for many of us, this is a critical time of preparation. This is a very important time of preparation because we have to be prepared. We have to be totally prepared for what's here and what's transpiring now in the land. We have to be prepared for it right now. There's no other time in history that God has been calling us for right now is to be in our post and in our position right now as believers. So stand tall, stand strong, stay focused. We have to be committed and dedicated to the things of God that transpire right now for the believers. And the believers, this is for us. We can't invest time into answering questions of what other leaders have done. But what we can do is defend what God is doing now and what he will continue to do for our lives, for the believers, and for the saints of God. That's the power, and that's the position, and that's the relationship for which God has us in this time, this season, and out. So stay strong, stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the word of God, in the things of God, in our position in God, and hold on. Don't fall short in anything that you do. You have to stay in that place of God. Maintain that integrity and that relationship with God. And don't be moved by the toss and the wind and the wave of things that are going on around us, because the pressure is here, but his presence is with us. His presence is with us while we have to deal with the pressure that is here all around us. And we were built for these times. We were made for these times. We were established for these times. We were ordained for these times. And there's no other time that God did not ordain us or establish us for than now. He made us for this time so that we can be the oil carriers of this time for the kingdom of God. Many of us, we are actually the replacement in this dispensation of time. God had called us to this place. God has selected us for this time. He ordained us for such a time as this. And as I shared with the congregation and those on the line, the devil can't kill you. He can't kill you. He can't take you out of here. Now, what he can do is he can cause injury, but he can't cause injury. But if you're in the will of God, God will always protect his own. He will protect his sons and his daughters, because that's the God that we serve. And that's the mandate that we're under in doing what we do for the kingdom of God and the presence of God and our relationship to God. So believers, stay in that place. Don't be moved by every view of what you see. Every issue that comes our way, we just have to continue to be strong. You have to be very strong in the things of God. You have to be very strong and have the tenacity to stand on the word of God and stand firm on the word of God. You got to be affirmed. You got to be standing. You have to be able to stand firm right now on God's word, because God is looking for us to be those who will be the glory carriers of this time, this season, and this hour. We have a mandate right now in the land. We have a mandate right now. You can't kill destiny, but you can be injured. That's what I told the people yesterday, our message. You can't kill destiny, but you can be injured. You can be injured if you disconnect yourself or you allow things of the world to affect the things of the word, opening up the door for the enemy to come in and shift you. He's shifting a lot of people right now. He's shifting a lot of people, and a lot of believers have to start walking faithfully in the things of the Lord. You have to walk. You got to walk faithfully in those things of the Lord, because God is calling us to a place in Him for this hour, season, and dispensation. God is calling us to a bigger position and a bigger place. So don't, in this season, don't quit. Don't bail out. Don't be distracted. Don't fall short. Don't give the enemy any occasion at this time. Stand on His word. Be one of those men and women of God that's firm on the word of God as it relates to being one of the glory carriers for the kingdom of God. Because He needs us to be in our position, in our post. He's calling for us to be in that position. And He's calling for us to be on our post as believers. So you have to be strong as a vessel of God and a kingdom leader. He's looking for us to stand the test of time. And not only stand the test of time, but we're the example in the earth realm. We're the greatest example in the earth realm. And there will be many people, listen to me, there will be many people that the enemy will use to distract you, and they don't even know that they're being used by the enemy to distract you or to cause confusion, but they will be used by the enemy. So that's why as believers, we have to be even more stronger in our post and in our position in the kingdom of God for what is here. Because you are a target. I'm telling you, you are a target. You are a major target right now in the earth realm, a major target. And this major target right now, the enemy is trying to do everything he can against us right now. That's why the believers have to be steadfast, unremovable, consistent, dedicated to the word of God, on your post and walking in the things of God. Don't let the enemy have an occasion, and don't open up the door for the enemy to have an occasion. We have to be strong, fervent in God, fervent in the things of the Lord God, so that we can walk circumspectly in the things of God right now for our life. This is the timing and the season. So don't get frustrated when you're dealing with unbelievers asking the believers the question about what's going on, the question about leaders in position, the question about our background, the question about our affiliation, the question about our life as a believer in the kingdom of God. You just have to continue to maintain. Only thing you can do is answer for the word of God. What is the word of God saying? What is the word of God speaking of? What is the word of God talking about? And how the word of God applies to your life as it relates to the kingdom of God and the things that are going on in the kingdom of God. That's what we're our job. That's our responsibility right now for many of the saints of God. So stay in that place as saints of God, and know your position in the kingdom of God, because you're going to see that this trick trickery of the devil right now that's going on. It's a major distraction. This is all a major distraction on both levels. Yeah, it's a major distraction on both levels. And I'm telling you, thank you, God, this is a major distraction. I'm telling you, it's a major distraction. So you have to know as a believer of what's going on. I'm telling you, because God is showing me a lot. He's revealing a lot to me with what we're seeing and what we're experiencing going on in the land right now. That's why I encourage men and women of God, stay in that place. Stay in that place of the Lord. Stay connected to God. Don't be moved by the disingenuousness of what you're seeing and what you're watching in the world. Because the enemy, that devil, is trying his best to throw off many of us right now. He's trying to throw us all off. So you don't give him that. Don't give him that luxury. Don't give him that time. Don't give him that room. You stay in your post and you stay in your position as a believer, and just watch the mighty hand of God move on you, your family, the ministry you're in on tonight. I've been receiving a lot of inboxes from different people wanting, asking questions concerning what's going on. But the only thing I can give them is the word of God. All I can give them is the word of God and what God's word is saying right now and what the Spirit of the Lord God is doing right now for many of us in this timing that we're in. And that's what we have to be as believers. We have to be centered around the things of the Lord and focus strictly on the things of the Lord and those important things that God is doing right now for our lives and the purpose and the mandate. Because you have to know right now, you got to have a mandate on your life at this time. And when I say a mandate, you have to know that the kingdom of God is a mandate. Because all it is right now is you're watching a bunch of wishy-washy people. And when I say wishy-washy people, Saints and Administrator Brian, when things look bad for the kingdom of God, they jump ship. But when it's going good for the kingdom of God, they stay on the ship. So what they want to do, the enemy, what he's doing right now is he's pulling out his arsenal for those who are already weak anyway and on the fence to give them an opportunity to say, well, everybody's doing it. I might as well do it too. Well, you know, you have to count up the cost in this season as a believer to know your place and your post in the kingdom of God. And when you know who you are in the kingdom of God, you can't roll with the devil because of what you're watching as devilment in the land. You have to stay in that place. And then all of those other distractors that are coming our way, especially those who are uncovered, because you got a lot of people that are just uncovered. You have to maintain your relationship with God as a believer and stand on the word of God in all of those areas of your life. Because if you do, and when I say that, all believers, we have to participate in the process of partnering with the Holy Spirit. You have to partner with the Holy Spirit. That is a requirement. God is what you got to partner with him. You got to partner with the word of God and the things that he's doing. Because what you're going to see, you're going to see the revealing. Because all of the stuff where the world is at now in the church world and the mainstream media is the very height and the illusion. That's why they sold many years of man going to the moon, and that was not so. Even I shared with my dad some years ago, Apostle Simmons, when me and my dad would talk, I said, "Dad, something ain't right about this verse. Something ain't right about this." And my dad will always tell me about his experience and what he knows. And that was good, but he did not know because my prophetic was sharpening as I was growing up. I just did not know. And as I now come into my season, the administrator, Richard Bryan, some of the things I was saying that was not right, they were not right. They were not right. Now I'm in a place in my life where, as a believer, there are certain things that I saw then that I didn't understand. I see now that I won't compromise. But many people have been fooled into following a lot of stuff. And I tell people, King James Version of the Bible is encrypted in codes. It's all codes in there. It's all code. It's encrypted in codes. And when I start breaking down the codes through revelation, people are now able to see. Because no one can refute when God start revealing his knowledge through men and women of God who want to go deeper. This is the time where the believers in the kingdom must go deeper. You can't live on the surface right now. And I can tell you why. Because most billionaires and trillionaires are building underground tunnels. They're going deep. So the knowledge that you have to be just as deep as the tunnel that they're filling. So, because something is here. And it's going to manifest any day now. And what we've been trained biblically from the slave mentality is we supposed to be passive believers. A believer don't need to be passive. We got to be strong and fervent in everything that we do. We have to be bold. Like I told a man during Thanksgiving time, I gave him a couple of dollars, and he said to me, "That's all you can give me? That's all." I said, "Well, sir, yeah, that's all I'll give you." "Man, you could have gave me, I know you have." I said, "Well, do me a favor." I said, "Give me the old two back. I probably have something to give you. Give me that back." I put the $2 back in my pocket and walked in the store. Why? Because, see, people wanna play games with you. This ain't a time for a believer to be weak and folks to say, "Well, you're a man of God." Yeah, I'm a man of God after I rebuke you. I'm a man of God if I correct you. You're a woman of God if you correct him. You still have to be bold. The word of God said, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. To be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. It doesn't mean that you are mean because you're correcting what's right. You have to be bold as a believer. And in this time, you have to be really bold. Because of the events that have been incited through this noble birthing, secret society, and even people who are connected to that. 2024 brings you into the Golgarian, this is the civilizational covenant from 1582 all the way to 2023. That's 442 years, 400 years of bondage, 42 years of the book of Job when Jesus came down to 42 generations. So that's why they invested in trying to destroy the black family, the melanated people. 42 generations. It's all encrypted in there. They know what they were doing. That's why they was invested in 2020 and 2021, 2022, 2023. And that's why Dr. Fauci, he had to come out. And you see the chaos in Vatican City is because that they broke the covenant. It's the civilizational covenant. So you're going to see major chaos in Vatican City, as I told the people. You ain't seen nothing yet. And if you want to Google right now,
there is a black bishop in total chaos with the Pope right now. And other cardinals are getting behind the black man. Why? Because they know that the time is up. That's why he's doing everything he can to create this homosexual movement, this perverted movement, and getting behind it before he leaves here. Because he's in his farewell season. He's in his farewell address. So you can't be distracted with what you're seeing going on in the world as it relates to leaders. It's a bigger picture, and it's a distraction because it's collateral damage for them. Collateral damage. And what the enemy is doing, he's investing right now to distract the original plan that God had already put in place. And Pope Gregory calendar that he thought would be designed to the details to continue to push Baphomet and the ancient spirit of Nimrod and those ancient sacrifices that they included by what? By the Greek mysticism and philosophy. These mysticism that has been given to many of the people. But God, in his sovereignty, not King Charles, who they made king and made him the sovereign king and gave us coronavirus in 2019, 2020, the coronavirus to make your brain move into a virus, and then they can give you what we call artificial intelligence to try to shift you. But as soon as you buy into the artificial intelligence, I'm gonna try to hear this. When the blackout hit, then all of us who are caught up in the artificial intelligence, you ain't gonna be able to survive at all, because you're gonna be in the blackout. So the zone is way here. That's why you see people converting their money into gold and silver. It's a plot. This is a plot. Because God always revealed to the believers, but the believers are so mesmerized by gift, jumping and shouting up and down, in and out. They're not hearing God because they're full of their emotion, and I'm moving in motion. Because we have to understand what is here, what we are dealing with, and what we up against right now. Oh, it's gonna get uglier than this. We ain't seen nothing yet in the land, but the hand of God is on those who can hear from the voice of Him. And I ain't taking away from people ready to be taken up out of here by the rapture, because that word ain't even in the Bible, period. It came on the scene after the turn of the century, if you study the etymology of the word rapture. We are here. That's why it ended at 12:01 midnight on December 31st, 2023 to 2024. Those alignment of the 666 completed the biblical Bible. 84 of the biblical timing of the tribe. Of everything coming into alignment in the universe. That's why the Gregorian calendar was set up for the equator, the equinox that covered the equator, the main distance. And so what you have is you have the unveiling right now. So that's deal with the Arctic climate and our climate. So now you have what? Cold and hot. You have to be either cold or hot. We got so many people in between. And so the chaos we're watching in the land is that believers who truly are believers, we're going to receive the inheritance. And when the ground open up, though the rest going to be swallowed up. Now this year is just another major distraction, a huge distraction in the land, a huge. But we have to be in our position as believers. You have to be in your position to know what God is saying. While people are arguing over who didn't fail, who was in position, the courtroom of the heavenlies have already rendered a decision. The earth realm, the universe, have already sealed it. There's an unleashing right now. That's why we're watching. Timetables are moving. Millions of people are battle fatigued. You know why they battle fatigued? Because in the middle of the chaos of 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, the Lord God said, you need not fight this battle. This ain't your fight. Why are you constantly trying to jump into a fight that I'm handling right now in the spirit world? Because people are trying to handle it with their flesh. And so what you got? You got millions. Hundreds of millions of believers are burnt out right now, Apostle Simmons. They totally burned out. They ain't no good to nobody. They burnt out. Holy Ghost said, stay out of this fight. I'm doing something in the spirit world. I'm trying to get your body equipped, your mind solidified, your thought ready. I'm trying to get you in a transcending position. I'm trying to prepare you for where you are. I'm giving you great revelation of what's getting ready to come. All of these other men who are behind the secret door. There it is, Holy Ghost. Now you're talking. Behind the secret door. They ain't hiding. Behind the secret door. That's why, you know, a lot of people were preaching. They didn't understand the Revelation 3 and 7 to the angel at the church at Philadelphia. What do you say? Philadelphia. When it was established, it was the capital of the United States. It was the first capital, Philia, brotherly love, secret. So you have to understand all that. He that had the key of David, there you go, it opened it because they don't understand the code to the Davidic lineage. He that had the key of David, opened it and shut it. And no man shut it and no man opened it. I set before you an open door. What God is doing, he's setting before us the open door, access and communication. Nobody can get in those doors. And see what people thought. We thought all of these leaders had the open door. No, they were hiding behind the door, fooling you that it was the open door. Now, we in the civilization of sacrifice. So you're watching leaders who are collateral damage. They're collateral damage. It's the setup. It's the blackmail. You're going to see more than you ever saw in the weeks and days ahead of people who you're going to open your eyes and be shocked. Whoa, I can't believe that's them. Yeah. And some of the ones that's running around yelling and telling everybody on everybody else, they the main one that's in it. Ain't that a shame? The ones who are on these platforms talking about other people, they turn is within months. Now you can call the Sanhedrin priest, and then you can say Belial can't cast out Belial. The devil can't cast the devil out, and that's what they did to Yeshua. Telling him Belial, calling him Belial. No, we have the power now, but we have to be very careful that the in-house don't burn you out to the outhouse. I preach right there. The in-house burning people out. So that's why you have to be strong in God and in the power of God. Some of these veterans and senior leaders, they can't go off the scene yet. They ain't slated for death. They have to handle the mantle. Because what we see right now, what we see coming up now or trying to handle the mantle, they can't even, they don't even know what a mantle is. But they've been infiltrated and have them been groomed. So that's why you see the climatic shift in the land. Look at what's going on right now in Memphis, Tennessee. Big old storm, snowstorm hit Memphis. The cars down the highway. Nobody can go anywhere. Look at the climate up here. Shifted. Because everything is, the climatic shift is in total effect. Everything is happening now. And here's the powerful thing about it. We have been already warned about these things to come. And guess what? We were not ready. You know why? Because we were ready to be taken up out of here. We're going to jump on a plane and go up out of here. No, you in trial and tribulation. Because the hand of God have men and women of God for this hour season. These demonic principalities and power and rulers, you have to be keen. Because the covenant now coming is a covenant that going offer you is almost like the kingdom of the world from a religious perspective. Because they're going to look so much like God. These people going to enter into churches. They're going to literally blow your mind. They're going to be looking like they believers, but they're of the devil. Demon spirit. But they hide their demonic presence because of the religious world and us being passive. Not even be careful of your own leadership, but give them a chance. And God had already told you in a dream, don't use them. But Pastor, I think you've been a little hard on them. No, I ain't being hard. That's my decision. That's final. And we ain't even going to discuss it no more. Then on your way home, they'll text you. Pastor, I do understand your decision, but you made me part of your team. I think you need to consider. And then I'll text them back and say, I want you off the team too. See, that's how bold I am. Apostle Simmons, because I am not risking anything in this season for the devil and for people who come in with me with their emotions. It's too much at this past, at critical, at stake right now, and I don't have time to get caught up in emotional pity party to cause my life, losing my life over foolishness and emotionalism. Hey, Shatan, do also about Shatan. If you ain't going to walk bold, get out the way. This is a season. We're coming through the devil kingdom. But see, what the enemy is doing, he's coming very settled. He's coming very settled. He's very settled with his little game now. He already won some of your leadership over. You got to rebuke them. And you can't even worry about if they leave. Because I ain't going to say that because God will deal with them on that. I'll leave that alone. Because this window we in between now going into March and into May, you've got to be very careful in this season. But you got to know what you're dealing with right now. Sound is important, and everything that sounds good to your ear ain't good for your ear. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop. Administrator Brian, if you can bring the commercial in, we're going to stop right there, and we'll open up the line. I ain't going to tarry long. I told people this season I don't tarry long. I find my time is very critical as a believer. I don't tarry a lot of time. Powerful time in the Lord. And I do go into the Word, break it down. I minister, get back in my timalia, my quietness with the Lord. Don't let stuff get in my ear. Yeah, you got to be in that place. How you doing, Administrator Brian?
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you. Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we're back. We bless the Lord. All right, we're going to open up the lines. If anybody have a question for us tonight or a comment tonight on what we share with the people of God, we want to give you the opportunity to do that. We bless the Lord for you all once again. Happy holidays to you. They celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday on today. So happy holidays to those of you who enjoy this day and this time with your family and celebrating King's birthday. All right, if you have a question or comment, if you're on the blog side, you can hit one on your dial. On blog talk side, hit one. We'll bring you in if you have the question or comment. If you're on the conference line, hit *6, and we will bring you in at this time. Anyone have a question or a comment for us tonight? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Anything over there on the blog side, Administrator Richard Bryant?
No, sir, man of God. No direct questions. However, we welcome everyone that's listening. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too, woman of God. All right, conference line. Those who are on the conference line, if you have a question or a comment for us, you can hit *6 on your phone and come in with your question, comment, or if you have a statement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord on tonight. Amen. All right. Well, people of God, bless you on tonight. We're thanking God for you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Another great kingdom leader will be coming and sharing the word of the Lord God and blessing God's people. We're excited about what he's revealing and what he's doing for many of us in this historical time that we're in the land, in the earth land. Thank God for you, you, and you on today for listening in. We thank God for our leaders in each city, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. You all stay warm there. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. We had a blessed time with you all yesterday. We honor the Lord for you as well on yesterday. It was an honor on yesterday. I believe it was Saturday afternoon, while I was ministering the word of the Lord God, because we extended it, our Saturday radio broadcast, we extended it. We do it with our Facebook Live. And someone invited, they shared our broadcast, shared our Facebook Live. Bless the Lord for that. I just thank God for the Lord connecting us with new people on our Facebook page and reaching out to us. Some of the people that were reaching out to us, I won't give it out yet, but thank you anyway for connection. God is divinely connecting us with people of positioning, divine position in the season. So we thanking God for what the Lord is doing in this season. People are receiving the word. They're hearing the word, and they're getting the word. So the word is getting around. You will be amazed to see the number of people that are just listening and following, and you don't know who they are. And their cry is the same. Their cry is the message you're teaching, because there's a major shaking in the land, saints. And these people once were connected to such powerful individuals, they're being shaken by those individuals. So God has men and women of God that are positioning themselves for the word to touch the lives of the people. So we thanking God for all that the Lord is doing and him connecting us at the right time, the right season. Thank God for Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Newport News, Virginia, Apostle Maurice Sitt, Prophet Eugenie Simmons. We bless the Lord for you all doing what God called you all to do. And the man of God is getting ready to present something powerful for the kingdom. And we're excited about what he's doing there. We're excited. Hey, glory. What the Lord is doing over there. So my heart is, I am excited for all that God is releasing and all that he's doing for many of us right now in this season of our life. Bless you, Mother Thelma Sidney, Evangelist Thelma Sidney, Back to the Cross Ministry. You know, the one of the things the Lord is doing right now is a comeback season for mothers of Zion. God is calling the mothers of Zion to the forefront because they're critical to all of this stuff that's going on. These powerful mothers of Zion, God is calling you out, you all out of the cave and getting you all off the mourning benches. Hey, good God Almighty. But y'all been sitting there trying to give these people that sitting on that mourning bench too long. They said they sitting a bit on that mourning bench. But God is calling them, calling the powerful mothers of Zion. I'm telling you. He was showing me the thing. He said, I'm calling. He said, consider ye call on the mourning women that they may come. But he said, the harvest is over, the summer have ended, and yet the people are not saved. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? For the daughters of my people, the black, they are astonished. Then Jeremiah said, over in Jeremiah chapter 9 and 11 over there, he said, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and let them make a behave with their tears running down. There's a call for the mothers of Zion now. They've been called. God is summoning them in position and in post. Why? Because the religious world have shut them down. And God is calling for them now. They're going to be summoned. God is summoning you all for this time, season, and hour. But you all are going to be very pivotal young boys who didn't have fathers in their life. You're going to be very instrumental to the young women who are going to need you all. God is calling for the women of Zion right now. So gird up yourself. Take care of yourself because the call is great. And guess what? You're going to be shifted because you're going to find out some of the people you've been watching, they're going to call on you all. They're going to be calling on you. I need a mother of Zion. Yeah, I'm telling you. It's a call right now. Because, see, these leaders, they can't trust us in their own team. And they're going to be looking for a mother of Zion. Because, see, ain't nobody having no covenant, Apostle Simmons. If nobody, these folks don't have no honor system because they already all bow down. That's why a man can lay his head on another man's shoulder and get a cold up. Because you already caught up. You ain't got to kiss the ring anymore. And I put that on my Facebook page in 2020. The civilizational covenant is in effect. That's why you see all of those things open. Einstein, whatever the Epstein, what I call him Einstein, the Epstein, his stuff will reveal. All of the royal family, Vatican City, Israel, nations, leaders, happening right now. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord, saints of God. It's all happening now. So if you got friends, true friends, hold on. You think you're going to find something better than what you got, going out there, you're going to see grass, and you're going to find out it's hay, and you'll be yelling, hey, 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 out there, because it ain't what you think it is. These spirits are real. Yeah. All right. Bless the Lord for Mother Sydney. Bless you on today. Bless you, Administrator Brian, and saints of God on today. That's the Lord for you. God is doing good things. Amen. Bless you too, Mother. Did you want to say something, Mother Sydney?
I'm taking in tonight, Bob.
All right. Just make
I
sure you keep
so
that
much.
I know. Just make sure you keep that sweet potato pie put up for me. I'll be there to pick it up, though.
We got a storm that came in tonight.
I know. I'm telling you, it hit all the way down, all the way over there, all the way to Memphis, Tennessee. They snowed in Memphis, Tennessee, and Memphis don't get that kind of snow. They had to call out. They had to call in. They got hundreds of snow removal trucks being sent down in those regions. Tell you people of God. Administrator Bryant over in Alabama, in those regions. We got a couple of inches of snow, but we got a cold front. We used to that. Y'all got a storm affecting y'all, right, Administrator Bryant?
Yes, sir.
Thanks to God. In that place of the Lord, God's hand is upon you. I mean, we got 7 below 0 outside now. And so you have to bundle up for this weather. All right, Prophetess Tracy Pollard. Hallelujah. Blessing the Lord for the saints of God on today. Hallelujah. All right. Well, people of God, thank you for joining us on tonight. Continue to walk in that season of victory and that purpose for which the Lord has for you. Join us on tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., for the powerful kingdom leader that will come and minister the word of the Lord God. Then join us Wednesday for noonday prayer. Come back Thursday morning, 5 a.m., Evangelist Elma, Cindy, and myself. In the third weekend, and we have a powerful Woman of God Evangelist Works Friday, Simmons Saturday, and then I'll be coming back with a word from the Lord tomorrow night, Tuesday night at our local church in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We were blessed by a powerful service on Sunday. Actually, yesterday morning was a powerful word from the Lord that God blessed us with for the people of God, and we're looking forward to the greater. The Lord has been really speaking to me about things that are going on right now. I saw in a vision, I heard the voice of the Lord said, May 12th. I heard that word real clearly. May 12th, 2024. He gave me that date, May 12th. It was just clear as a daylight. Clear as day. The date, May the 12th. Give me all the details, but I know the date put before me, May the 12th, 2024. So saints, be praying. Stay before the Lord. Watch what the Lord is doing. Keep the president lifted up in your prayer. All right. Y'all might hear from me later tonight. We'll drive back with the prophet. All right, people of God, be blessed. Have a phenomenal night in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on tonight. God bless everybody.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes you have. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness.